Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Some people might have been surprised hearing that a New Jersey congressman had his plane fired on when taking off from the airport in Mogadishu in Somalia just after the culmination of the recent piracy crisis. But Donald Payne has long taken an interest in Africa and had planned that visit before the pirates took Captain Phillips hostage. Congressman Payne argues that to solve the piracy problem off the coast of Somalia, the U.S. and other Western governments need to support the current government there. He joins me now for a few minutes. Welcome back to the show, Congressman Payne.
Hi, good to be on.
You issued a statement following your plane being fired on in Mogadishu, saying, "We can help bring an end to piracy, to any remaining violence, and to the suffering of the Somali people by investing relatively few resources in Somalia in what you acknowledge is a fledgling government." Somalia has had several governments in the recent past. It's considered a failed state. How did this current government, I believe it's 2 months old, how did it come to power?
It came to power after we met with a colleague of mine, and I went to Eritrea and met with the ICU, which was the Islamic Courts Union leadership, which then created a group called the Alliance. And we suggested that they try to have a negotiated government. The UN became involved, and there was a meeting in Djibouti where all of the factions came together and did select Sheikh Sharif, who we had been working with, to head up the interim government. And so they've only been in authority for 2 months, and one group refused to join, and that's the group that took credit for the mortar shots. The Al-Shabaab.
Was that an Al-Qaeda associated group?
It's alleged to be supported by Al-Qaeda, and they are in opposition to the new government. And I think that the firing of the mortars were sort of an act of frustration, because for an American official to visit Somalia for the first time in perhaps a decade, I think that there may be concern on their part that this government may be able to make it, and that's why I think they reacted the way they did at the end of the day.
Right. The group that claimed responsibility for firing on your plane said they did it to show that, quote, no single group can claim control of Mogadishu. So what authority can the current government claim? How much of the country does it control?
Well, the main thing is controlling, you know, Mogadishu, which has never been in control of any government. The former government broke apart because none of the factions felt that they could actually establish and have a government in Mogadishu. So this group is there. They're definitely, as I mentioned, Al-Shabaab, who does not want to see this government succeed. So I think that they have more control than any government has had in 18 months.
But they still don't have control of the entire capital.
Well, I guess you can't say, you know, you're going to have, it's like in Baghdad, you know, you're going to have someone, you know, do something to create chaos. However, they don't say that the government of Iraq doesn't have, aren't in control of Iraq. So it's according to the way you look at it.
Well, what kind of support do you want the U.S. to give this government? Is it military? Is it financial? What do you think is best, given its fragile state?
Well, I think that they're looking for, you know, technical support. What I mean by that is to assist, have someone, not that we should necessarily have Americans in Mogadishu, but to somehow assist the government in its functioning. They have no army. They have no police. What they're doing in Afghanistan, I mean, we've spent $400 or $500 billion so far in Afghanistan. They need to do is to have a support for the police department to be established, to have the remnants of the former army put together. They have no national army, so they have the African Union, which is there, and are doing a pretty good job. I think another mistake that was made was that Ethiopia was supported to go into Somalia as peacekeepers. Well, they're enemies. Mm. You don't send enemies in to keep the peace. And that was, rather than have Africa Union there initially, much of the fighting that occurred against the so-called peacekeepers from Ethiopia was because of a long-standing dispute between the two countries.
You mentioned Afghanistan. We've had a long strategic interest in Afghanistan, certainly since 9/11, because it acts as a training ground for terrorists moving across that porous border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Do you feel that Somalia warrants the same kind of focus because of its potential to be a breeding ground for terrorists?
Not only that, but with the lack of a government, that's why the pirates can go out to sea. These were former fishermen and young unemployed people. There is no government structure that can even offer jobs to unemployed people or programs for youth.
So is our interest in Somalia geopolitical or humanitarian or now economic because the shipping trade is being disrupted?
Oh, I think it's all three. There's no question that an unstable Somalia is going to, can you imagine how much the insurance rates must have gone up? The ransoms that have been paid, they say $100 million, it's unbelievable. The cost is enormous, and about 30% of the shipping goes through that area, and so of the world. So it's impacting on the entire world.
In your meeting with Somalia's president and prime minister, and I understand you also met with a lot of community groups there in that your whirlwind one-day visit, what attitude did you find among them toward President Barack Obama?
Oh, they're very positive. They feel that the new administration and the positive way that they seem to be addressing world problems is very encouraging to them. Secondly, the government is appalled by this piracy. They say it's a terrible stain on Somalia. It's certainly not going to encourage growth and investment.
How will the current government respond if the Obama administration does do more, act more aggressively against the pirates?
Oh, they said they could station, you know, police in the areas where they know these bandits are leaving from. Many of them are down in a place called Kismayo, where they come out from. They know the terrain. As a matter of fact, the short time that the ICU was in charge for about 6 months, they actually just about reduced the piracy. So, however, our government did not support them, and piracy just went through the roof.
So are you suggesting that the current Somali government would like to see American troops stationed in some of these port cities to help root out pirates? Would that be a popular thing and a safe thing for U.S. troops, or are we talking about another Black Hawk Down situation?
Oh, no, they don't need or want American troops in Somalia. They say give them some resources, and they'll do it themselves.
We will have to leave it there. I've been speaking with Newark Congressman Donald Payne, recently returned. Are you back in the United States yet, Congressman Payne?
Yes, just got in today.
Welcome home. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Up next, we take a look at Barack Obama's economic speech. Stay with us.